I can feel good about going forward with, you know, determining how to correct or, you know, make correction to our flight and not.
So one thing that I can tell you is it's actually non-compliant or illegal to use county property tax money on that's not on a specific group of people or a specific area. Like, you can't take just general tax dollars and go put it all in one neighborhood and only provide that service to those people. So when you're providing water and sewer service to that John, you can't use county property tax money to provide that service.
Well, that's exactly why we.
So you've got to, we have to do our best to make sure that it is paying for itself and we're not using general property tax county dollars to provide that service, because we're not providing it to everybody. So we have the obligation on the other side as well. Just, I don't know if that helps or makes it worse.
Well, I would hope that Jack has enough faith in Randy and acting in good faith on what's best for the county. I don't know that he would have a problem with it. I'm not speaking for Jack, but I know that he has said before he exercises faith in your decision.
Well, and when we were asked to supply this information, it wasn't something that we had any forethought into. It was, but moving forward, we're going to be able to be a lot more accurate than
sure.
The guesstimations that we had to do.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, right? So it'd be real simple just to say, starting now. But I don't think that does Fund 10, it's due as well. It's a balance. It's what can the funds, these other funds afford? Again, we don't want to injure them. We don't want to bankrupt these other funds and cause an issue, you know, an unintended consequence. But we want to make them responsible as well.
And with the amount of interest we've collected on those since 19, it's not as hard of a hit to the fund balance.
So let me put something out just for discussion. It'd be real easy for me to say for 11. 13, 19, and 23 to apply the method that we've discussed, the apply the wages and benefits that we've estimated have been taken from Fund 10 to supplement those other funds. So I'm good with the spreadsheet on those real easily. On those funds on the first page. On the second page, I could real easy say today that even though it's not the full amount, the full amount for the RDA would be $665,958.98. That's the difference of what the RDA should pay or would have paid had that same methodology been applied from 2019 to 2025. But I could say, even though it's a little bit less, to apply the interest, just take the interest that they've accrued in that account to get us up to date and call it good. And then moving forward, we'll keep better. You know, we'll know to track it on a weekly basis or a pay period basis so that it can be more defendable. I'm not saying that we weren't accurate in looking backwards, but we can keep the data moving forward to show that it's accurate. So I could do that today, and then leave 28 for a discussion with Jack.
Second.
So the motion is?
So to clarify my motion would be to for funds 11, 13, 19, and 23, use the data that was collected to come up with the difference versus what was actually paid in administrative fees and what should have been paid in administrative fees, and apply that method to those accounts in back to 2019, but then also moving forward to apply actual wages and benefit expenses to those accounts so that they are not a draw, a burden on the general fund. And then as it applies to fund 25, that we discharge fund 25 instead of the method that we used on the other funds, we'll just charge fund 25 the actual interest that's been accrued in that fund back to 19 in a retroactive manner. But then moving forward, we'll apply the same method that we've applied on the other funds, which is a more accurate, tracked wages and benefits. And then hold off on Fund 28 until Jack can be part of that conversation next week. Is that clear?
That's enough. But we will go back to the recording to make sure we have it.
Okay. All right. That's my motion, Randy. Are you still supportive of the second? Okay. So a motion and a second's been made in that effort as discussed, and will be outlined from the recording. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I think that takes care of all the items on the agenda for today. Is there anything else that we need to discuss? Oh, one more thing. Two more things. Jesse, you're first.
I finalized that RFQ, and the evaluation criteria ended up with the bullet points that we had talked. But I wanted to know if you guys wanted to assign percentages. I don't know that you need to open the agenda item and re-motion again, or if you're okay just with making an administrative decision on most of the RFQs that I compared this to had an evaluation criteria that was weighted.
With percentage, by percentage?
By percentage. Or by points, maximum allowable points. And so I just threw some sample percentages on there.
I would probably, I'm okay with this, but I'd probably defer to Kent just to make sure that from his perspective, if it should be weighted or not. Because I just don't have the expertise there.
Okay. I don't know that it necessarily needs to go out with this. I think as an evaluation rubric, almost you can almost inform anybody who does it, give you a statement of interest. You could almost give them the percentages, or we could post it at a later date.
I don't know Well, to me, I don't feel like we have to put these percentages out there in,
at this point
to determine. They should be there for us, and if they want, after we've made the decision, then I could see here's the way it was done. But I don't want to say I'm going to hold by this.
I tend to agree with what you're saying. And I'd almost say that we are going to use these bullet points for in our evaluation criteria, but maybe leave off the percentages.
Well, I'm possibly, depending on legal requirements, furnish those at a later date.
If need be.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm not taking it that way. I don't feel like I, maybe if it's mandated, do we have to use a percentage to determine something? If our vote requires those percentages put out there, that'd be different, but let's go through five people that apply and say, well, these had 25 references, you know, so we give this amount, and, you know, they're all done in a, you know, depending on where their other businesses are, not businesses, but their other, if they got other hospitals or clinics or whatnot, where they're at, you know. I mean, one that's in a similar place in ours and is working very well and got high things, I think I would give different weight to that.
And that should come under your experience and maybe relatives of word you'd like to see in there. I'm happy to bullet point those so we can go ahead and get it posted.
Let's do that, and then we can double check with Kent about percentages. But I kind of think if we just say we're gonna evaluate based on your experience, your quality, your qualifications, implement, you know, the plan, projected expenses and references. To me, that's enough.
Okay, so no change to your motion from earlier.
I think we're good.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you. And we would like to indicate that we've received a letter and a plaque from the Cow Country Junior Rodeo Board for recognition of our support and sponsorship of that event. And appreciate their acknowledgement of that and appreciation of our participation. And we'd like to note as well that we appreciate their efforts. And it's a good relationship. We like that event and are grateful for them in reaching out to us and giving us a plaque and a letter of thanks. So now, is there anything else that we need? Okay, I think we're done. So I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 1:51. We're adjourned.